We're up to the 23rd chapter of the second section of the Avat Chesed. Boivar Echut Mitzvat Halva'a. When it comes to the mitzvah of giving loans, so there are different levels. And if you want to do it in its purest form, so that's what we'll learn about now. In the previous chapters, we discussed the obligation of giving a loan when you can afford it. And now we'll discuss a little bit more about how to do it. Regarding giving a loan, one has to treat it the way one does charity. One has to give it with a warm countenance and not with an angry look. As it says in the Medrash Avot Rabbi Natan, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, greet everyone with a warm countenance. Ketzad, how so? This teaches us, if you gave someone all the gifts in the world, but you're upset, you do it with a scowl. So then the verse treats it as though you didn't give him anything. And then the Medrash goes on. And that's how the Codex rules in Simon Reish Mem Tes. Just as with regards to charity, there's a key point of, what do you look like when you're giving it? Do you give it with a warm smile? So the same is true when it comes to giving a loan. One has to be careful not to shame the person when he gives him a loan, God forbid. He has to give the loan with a warm countenance. And in the ninth chapter, earlier in the book, he went into great detail about this. A person should think to himself, if he needed a favor from a friend, how much would he want it that his friend should greet him warmly? So a person should also treat his friend, when giving him a loan, he should also treat him warmly, kindly, softly, gently. And this is also what Rashi explains in Parshas Mishpatim on the Chumash. The verse says, "In kesef talvet ami v'zel shono." Rashi gives another interpretation there, davar acher et ami. What does the verse stress when it says, if you give a loan to my nation, don't shame him. Don't treat him in a demeaning way when you give him a loan. That's why the Torah stresses, if you will give a loan to my nation, Shehu Ami, he is from my people, God says. The verse continues and says, "Et he'ani imach, the poor with you." A person should look at himself as though he were the poor person. Especially if the person is so down on his luck that with this loan is what he'll be able to make a living. And through this loan, he won't have to come to asking people for help. According to Maimonides and the Codex, this is part of tzedakah. So then it falls under the same category as charity, where we already discussed the halacha that you have to be careful to treat him well as you give him charity. So what happens if you cannot give a loan? For whatever reason, so then the same rules apply as with charity, at least. Give him a shot in the arm, give him a good word, let him at least walk away feeling good. You shouldn't yell at him. You shouldn't raise his voice the way stingy people do. In such an instance, it's not only that he doesn't do good with him, he still yells at him. What did you knock on my door for? No, that's not the way to answer him. He should speak to him softly. He should show that he wants to do well with him, that he would love to lend him. He just can't right now for whatever reason. The general rule is, just as one would want his friend to treat him, if he would need the loan, that's how he should treat his friend. As Rashi explained earlier, and just as we quoted earlier from Avos Rabbi Nosson, If one greets his friend with a warm countenance, אפילו לא נתן לו כלום עליה עליו הכתוב, כאילו נתן לו כל מתנות טובות שבעולם. Even if you didn't give him anything, so then the Torah treats it as though you gave him all the good gifts in the world. And there's really a deeper concept behind this, and that is that as much as we need the physical, material help, the loan, the gift, whatever it is, we need the warmth even more. We need it at least as much as we need the material help. Everyone wants to feel wanted, everyone wants to feel liked, and when you give the person that feeling, even if you didn't give him what he asked for, you've given him on a totally different level. And that's the halacha that especially a poor person that comes and asks for a loan, we have to treat him warmly, we have to make him feel good about himself, even if we can't help him.